Welcome to the Real Estate Radio Show, your ultimate guide to everything real estate. Whether you're a first-time buyer, a seasoned investor, or thinking about selling, we have the insights you need. Your host, Larry Shackman, the real estate therapist and a top-producing broker, will break it down weekly. We'll dive deep into market trends and speak with industry pros about everything from pricing and negotiation strategies and staging tips to financing options and home inspections. This fast-paced, ever-evolving market doesn't have to be overwhelming. We are here to guide you through it. Today's show is brought to you by TrustedAgentUSA.com. Get your market value, explore your selling options, and choose your closing date. Go to TrustedAgentUSA.com and do real estate your way. You've got options. Licensed in Illinois. Number 475-145-795. Now, let's dive in. Here's Larry.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. We are happy to have you here. This is our kickoff show, 2025, the Real Estate Radio Show. Happy to have you here. This is going to really be a great show. We obviously have a lot to talk about, a lot to catch up on. And we have a really special guest today. Paul Trimmer is going to be on, and we're going to bring him on in a second. Paul Trimmer of the Paul Trimmer Real Estate Agency in Puerto Vallarta. Paul is representing a great new development in Marina Vallarta, which is, and he'll tell you all about it, but it's Avanti Golf and Marina. It's located in Marina Vallarta, and it's a luxury complex, if you will, all-inclusive, right by the golf course, and of course, right there by the beaches as well, and everything that Marina Vallarta has to offer. So we're going to talk to Paul about that. We're going to kick that off in about 30 seconds here. And we're also, the second half of the show, we're going to talk about my top five predictions for the real estate market in 2025. And Paul can maybe give us his top five predictions for the real estate market in Puerto Vallarta. So anybody that knows me knows Puerto Vallarta is close to my heart. Love that place and all the surrounding communities around it. And Paul will give us a little insight into all of that. And so like I said, first part of the show, Paul. Second part of the show, we're going to talk about the top five things that I think are going to take place in 2025 as far as the real estate market goes. Let's bring Paul on now and see what's happening in Paul's life. Hey, Paul.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing awesome. How are you doing?
Good. Happy New Year.
Yeah, same to you. I'd rather be celebrating it where you are. It's about 20 degrees here in Chicago.
That doesn't sound fun. Have you been in PV for a New Year?
I have not. Typically, we go like right around, we're not going this year, but right around in that February, you know, right, that real prime time to go. Right. And the New Year is a prime time to go too, but yeah.
I'll tell you, you should try it one day. You know, we're on a big bay, right? All the hotels all around the bay have fireworks. So if
have
a good location to sit, you know, if you're up on a hill or in a condo that sees the whole bay, it's fireworks the whole bay.
Absolutely. No kidding.
Yeah.
You get any videos of that?
I did actually get a video this year.
Oh, you'll have to show it to us someday. It's
very impressive. PV for New Year is very impressive. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're coming to you, everybody, of course, as always, from the virtual studios of WIIFM. What's in it for me? And what's in it for you today is Paul has an amazing development that he's representing out in PV. And Paul, give us, before we get really into the nuts and bolts of Avanti Marina and Golf, that's the name of it, correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay. Before we get into all the great things about that, give people a quick thumbnail of what life is like in Puerto Vallarta, how you ended up there, all that good stuff.
Yeah, well,
I'm gonna take a bite of my bagel while you do that.
I'm from New Zealand, and so I've been here 5 years now. And it was at the beginning of COVID. I was doing real estate in New Zealand, and I was just getting a little bored. You know, New Zealand's a fantastic country. It's very quiet. It's very secluded. And I was in my early 30s, and I was just a little like wanting to do something exciting. So I packed up my bags and I came over and interviewed at some real estate offices and just wanted to make sure that I could sell real estate here. And I took the plunge and I arrived at the beginning of COVID when the market took off, and it was a fantastic time to get started in real estate. A lot of interest down here, and I started doing videos. There wasn't many agents doing videos, and my career took off. It was fantastic.
Yeah. Well, what a lot of people, and you know, you doing videos, I think is kind of a transition for you to what you did in the past, because you were an actor, right?
Mm-hmm. In my 20s, I was an actor.
Yeah. You're used to being on camera.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it doesn't, you know, a lot of people that intimidates them, but you're very comfortable doing that.
And so then in terms of Puerto Vallarta, I didn't know what I was coming to. I didn't know that I would love it so much. But, you know, for people who don't know PV, we're a 3-hour flight from Los Angeles. We're on a big bay. There is many, many different little towns around the bay. So for people who love the hippie lifestyle, surfing, there's Sayulita. For people who love boating, there's the marina, which we'll talk more about today. For people who like the hotel zone, you know, call it higher buildings and sort of resort style living, there's places here as well. So it ticks the boxes for a lot of different people wanting different lifestyles. We have Punta Mita, which is an incredibly exclusive gated community.
Where is that?
Punta Mita is on the point, the north point of the bay. Okay. And there's a beachfront house in there for $20 million. Like, it's very, really beautiful. There's a golf course.
How many square feet is that house for 20 million? I'm curious.
Well, I think it's about a hectare of land on the beach, and there's about probably 10,000 square foot property. So there's something for everyone here. And then we go into, well, the weather at this time of the year is perfect. Generally blue sky for 6 months straight. The food is fantastic. The people are lovely. The mountains are very beautiful.
Yeah.
On the south shore. So there's a fantastic international airport that can get you places very quickly. So there's a lot of reasons to come here. And hence why it's exploded, especially the last 4 years.
There's a lot of great places to go when you're in PV to go on day trips as well. Just a lot of just super interesting places. And of course, the food in PV is not to be, you know, compared to. It is just amazing. I don't know what I haven't been there in a couple of years, but I don't know what prices are there now, but they were always so amazing. You get like these 5-star meals with amazing drinks and everything else for like nothing.
Yeah. I mean, prices have obviously gone up, but we're still, you get more for your money here for sure.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no doubt.
And then in terms of day trips, there's little towns inland, north, south. There's boat trips to, you know, secluded beaches on the South Shore, beach clubs. There is so much to do.
Yeah. Some of the things we've done, we've gone to Jalapa.
Yep.
For a day, which is just so much fun and so great to see, you know, see all the people that live there. Yep. And there's a lot of expats there, but there's a lot of people that live there as well that, you know, just live there. That's their home. And that was just a great trip for us. We also went to that silver mining town.
San Sebastian?
San Sebastian, which was an awesome trip too.
Yep.
So there's just a lot to do around PV. Great prices, affordability is, I want to say, better there than in the States, but I've been looking at some things there. And I mean, if you're looking for a two bedroom, two bath in Romantica Zone, you're 500 plus, 100%. Am I right?
It's more than that.
It's more than that. Exactly. Yeah,
we've got more expensive, but it's also the conveniences. We've got the Costco and great supermarkets, and you don't need to speak Spanish. It's very safe here. In fact, a lot of people say they feel much safer in PV than they do in the US and Canada. You know, I'm not from there, so I don't know. I can't experience that, but people feel very safe here. So there's a lot. It makes a lot of sense to have property here, to come for the season, to retire here, to own vacation here, and then rent your place out on Airbnb and have an investment outside of your home country for diversification and be making money on it, but then be able to have a place to vacation. So there's a lot of reasons people come here, and I'm very optimistic about the future of people.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, what do you think, you got any predictions for 2025 as far as the PV real estate market specifically?
Well, I think we're humming along nicely at the moment. Obviously, COVID was a boom. Prices really went up. Then we settled last year. We had a year of settling. Listing agents that threw kind of crazy COVID prices on, though those properties had to have their prices reduced to be a little more realistic. This year, I'm positive there's a lot of people that would say, regardless of what side you're on politically in other countries, there's a lot of there's the feeling of, well, look, let's just go and have a quiet life in Puerto Vallarta. And so I think there's a drive here of people. And so I'm optimistic that the market is going to be strong here in 2025.
Yeah. I think, it's an international market. So you're drawing from all over, lots of Canadians, lots of Americans, lots of people from, other places as well, but you get a lot of Canadians,
US, Europe is opening up. I've had Australian clients. It's very easy to, get your permanent residency or temporary residency here. So that's also another attraction. If you want to go and live in New Zealand, it's almost impossible.
Is it?
As an American, a Canadian, not me, I'm born there, but for someone else, as an American, you can't go, let's go and retire in New Zealand. No, it is very challenging.
And so, why is that? I'm curious.
I don't know. We're strict on immigration, I guess.
Right. Well, listen.
Yeah, it's a tough country to get into. And so, whereas Mexico is very welcoming, come and enjoy life here.
Yeah. So what's the process for buying in Mexico? Let's say somebody sees a great two bedroom, two bath in Avanti Golf and Marina. They love the area. They're ready to pull the trigger. Real estate, like I always say, is all local, right, Paul? And no question about it as far as prices go and things like that. But it's also very local in terms of how you buy and how you purchase. So Mexico is entirely different from the States. Give everybody a little idea of what's the steps to buying in Mexico.
Yeah, good question. So firstly, I would say use a good agent, use an agent. Like I know in our home country, sometimes we feel we can do a transaction by ourselves. Here in Mexico, if you're American or Canadian, you're buying in a different country, use an agent, because it doesn't look the same as in our home countries.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the first advice. Don't try and get around that. Get an experienced agent who you communicate well with, who is doing transactions regularly and knows what's going on. The other thing is keep in mind closing costs are 4 to 6% of the purchase price on top of the purchase price. So that is another, that's a chunk of money you need to when you're buying a property here. Now, So I don't know if that's more than the US. It's certainly a lot more than New Zealand, but it's actually less than Spain. I think I told you last time I purchased a condo there. The closing costs are 11%, 10 or 11%. So we're not bad, but that is something to keep in mind. And then you want to, you know, for like my whole job, my whole career is helping Americans, Canadians, foreigners buy real estate here smoothly. So we have the systems in place, right? I have the closing attorney that deals with all the paperwork. There's a lot of signatures. When you come to closing, you will be sitting in a room with the seller and the lawyer. The lawyer will be speaking in English, translating, and you will have a very sore hand at the end of those 2 hours because there's a lot of signatures needed to buy real estate here. But we have the systems down. That's why you want to have an agent that's doing it regularly, because we have a process in place to make it a smooth transaction. If you go outside of that, it can get stressful and it can get daunting, and you don't know if you're being looked after correctly, etc. What I'll also say is the PV market is very elevated because it's more Americanized than other parts of Mexico. Yeah. So we have closing attorneys to push the transaction along and help the notary with the closing. In other parts of Mexico, there's no closing attorney. So a closing can take 6 months and be very frustrating. So, you know, we're a well-oiled machine for expats buying here. I'm not taking, it's been years that expats have been buying here, and the agents in the past set it up this way, and the lawyers and things. So it's very easy for an expat to buy here. Just keep in mind the closing costs, choose an agent that's doing this regularly, and an agent that you can communicate well with. So whether your agent is a Spanish or an expat, you do want to be able to, you know, you don't want language barriers in a real estate transaction. So you want to know what you're asking, what you're hearing is there's no language restrictions there.
Yeah. Well, that all makes sense. The best advice I can give anyone is if you're buying a property internationally, and you're in another country altogether, you're looking for that vacation home, you got to work with an agent. You got to work with an agent that knows what they're doing. Everything is drastically different than what goes on here in the States. And you want to be protected. So an agent like Paul is going to help you do that. And it can be daunting, you know, when you start looking for a property in another country. You want to be represented well. It's super, super important, I think.
And you have a lot of questions. As a buyer, you have way more questions for your agent buying here than you would if you're buying in your home suburb. You know, you're buying a second property in the US. You kind of know the process. Here, whole different thing. So you also want, that's why you want a fast responding agent here that communicates well, because you are going to have a lot of questions. And you want to have your mind put at rest. You know, you want them answered and go, okay, that's great, and move on. So that's why you're paying for your agent. I mean, that's why you need an agent, because there's a lot more to it here.
Even in the States, you need it. You know, with all the things going on in the States, everything that happened last year with real estate representation and all that other stuff, right? NAR, everything going on. 95% of consumers use agents to buy or sell a home. And the reason for that is it's a complicated process. It's not something you want to do by yourself any more than representing yourself in a court of law. You know, that old saying, you got a fool for a client. If you're your own attorney. It's the same thing, I believe, with when you're buying real estate. If you think you're going to go out there and purchase on your own in a market depleted of inventory and go up against listing agents that do this all day long, and you're going to negotiate with them and you think you're going to come out on top, remember that listing agent, their whole thing, their whole mantra is representing the seller, getting them as much money as possible. And if you think you're going to come in and buy the second home you've ever bought in your life and negotiate with them and think that you're going to come out on top, I guarantee you, you're not. It's a fool's errand to represent yourself really doing anything. I mean, Paul, as an actor, why do actors have agents? Because it wouldn't be smart to represent yourself when you're negotiating a contract, you know, for a part or whatever else. Same thing with athletes. They don't represent themselves. You know, Michael Jordan wouldn't have gotten that same deal that made him the first billionaire athlete with Phil Knight and all that if he didn't have representation. So I think that's super, super important for people to remember. Hey, Paul, let's take like a 30-second break. And when we come back, I'm going to give you control of the levers here. And let's take a close look at Avanti Golf and Marina, because I'm excited to see this.
Sounds good.
All right, we'll be right back.
Welcome back to Real Estate Radio, sponsored in part by TrustedAgentUSA.com, the ultimate real estate matchmaker, saving you thousands. Now back to Larry, the real estate therapist.
All right, everybody, we are back with Paul Trimmer of the Paul Trimmer Real Estate Agency in Puerto Vallarta. And Paul is representing this great new development in Marina Vallarta, Avanti Golf and Marina. And Paul, if you want to take control of the bus here and tell us all about this place, go for it.
Sounds good. So I'm just going to share my screen. So you can you see this presentation?
I am not seeing it right now. What are you bringing up? Because I have something here I could bring up too. Are you bringing up the intro?
There's a on the screen. There's a render of the building.
Yeah, so it's like Avanti intro and presentation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me bring that up because I could bring it up here. If you want to keep trying, we can do that.
So I'm surprised you can't see it. But if you've got something, we can do it. But
let me see. Give me one second here.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try and see if I can. I am not seeing it. But in the interest of time, I'm going to share my screen, and I'm going to bring up exactly what you have. Is that what you're looking at?
So are you sharing?
I'm sharing my screen.
Okay. If you go to, can you go to the top?
Okay. So that's the start of it. Avanti Golf and Marina, Puerto Vallarta, yep. Mexico. And as I scroll down, it's Avanti Golf and Marina, which it shows the little, rendering of the building.
If you go a little bit lower, what comes up? Okay, so it's not quite the one that I wanted to show, but that we can start with that one. So let me talk a little bit about Marina Vallarta in itself. Marina Vallarta, so we've got a big bay.
Oh, Paul, right? I think I might have your screen up here. Let me try bringing yours up. Is that what you're looking at?
What I'm looking for. Awesome. So can you see that now?
Yep.
Okay, great. So Avanti Golf and Marina. So in a minute we'll talk about the marina, but I just want to show you this render of the building. It's super beautiful. We have 2 towers here. We have a ground swimming pool down here. We have the lobby. We have a restaurant and bar. And then we have rooftop pools and jacuzzis on both rooftops. So let's talk about...
Now, the rooftop, I don't mean to interrupt you, but one of the things I read here is the rooftop, it's one of those rooftops adult only?
Correct. So the ground... The ground swimming pool is children friendly. Underneath the lobby, there's actually a children's play area. But both rooftops will be adults only. So if we look at this, this is the bay of the Banderas. Mm-hmm. And so at the top end, you've got Punta Mita. Then down the bottom, you've got Yalapa there. You can see where we talked about before. Mm-hmm. And where Marina Vallarta is, it's right in the middle. So we're 3 minutes from the airport. So really convenient.
Yep.
And then these short day trips to San Sebastian. San Sebastian's over here. All over the place. So it's a really convenient. You're right in the middle of it all. But yet the neighborhood is very beautiful, very well looked after, very manicured, very clean, very safe. And very quiet. And so then if we come a little closer, some people might be familiar with the romantic zone. Can you see my mouse?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's the romantic zone. So we're about 25 minutes to the marina. So if you want the nightclubs, you're just 25 minutes away. And then if we come a little closer, we're now in the marina. One thing I really want to point out is we're living on the golf course. Mm-hmm. So for anyone who loves golf, you're on the golf course. You can walk out of the development and you're onto the golf course and you get VIP discounts to the golf course. So this is huge for people that love golf. And then as we get closer,
you live there, if you have a unit there, you have privilege at that golf course on some
you get
level.
VIP privileges. Yeah. There you need there's discounts to the membership. And then here, so this is the land site. And so to the beach, you can come through here and access to the beach, or you can come around here. So easy access to the beach. And then this is the lot. So it's a massive piece of land, like over 80,000 square foot of land.
Has the developer owned this land for a long time?
A good couple of years. They've been working on this.
So not that long. It's not like it's been in the family forever or anything like that.
No. They purchased the land and then they moved forward with designing the project. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, nice.
So in total, there's 127 units. Now, this is the first tower. We're selling the first tower here. The expected delivery is July 26.
Okay.
Then we're going to be doing the second tower. The expected delivery is December 27. So 127 units in total, 80,000 square foot of land, and 70,000 square foot of amenities. And so we'll talk more about the amenities shortly. And then this is a snapshot. This is the render of the building on the land. So you can see you've got the ocean out there, you've got the golf course, rooftop swimming pools.
Yeah, and you can see you're right on the golf course.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
So I want to talk a little more about the marina. It's very clean. So there's more garbage pickup done in the marina than other neighborhoods. It's very safe. There's more police presence than other neighborhoods. There's great hospitals nearby, great supermarkets. You know, you're living on the golf course. There's the marina as well. You've got, you know, fishing, boating activity, tourist activities. So, you know, for example, Yalapa, when you went, I assume you left from the marina. So you're right there. When you have visitors come to stay, all the boating activity happens from there.
Actually, we left from right at the dock there right there in Romantica Zone.
The sail pier. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can go from there as well. But a lot of the bigger boats, the catamarans that do the day trips, they all leave from the marina.
Okay.
Also, if you've, you know, been to the romantic zone, you'll know that it's dusty and it's loud and it's full of tourists and it's,
oh yeah,
the streets are uneven. Now, there's a lot of charm to that, but there's also a lot of complaints about it, you know. And so the marina is a very flat neighborhood, very well maintained and manicured streets and made well-made streets. So it's a neighborhood you can actually go biking, walking around, you know, but the romantic zone's not that. And like, I sell a lot in the romantic zone. There's hills, there's steps, and the biggest complaint is stairs and all of that. So this is a beautiful, flat, well looked after neighborhood. So it's really pleasant. It's a nice place to be.
Yeah, it's very different from Romantica Zone. The thing I liked about Romantica, it's like living amongst the people that live in Puerto Vallarta. You know, you're part of their community.
Yeah.
That's what I liked about Romantica Zone. But yeah, they're two very different and both have different things that are going to attract you to those areas.
And then, of course, you've got great restaurants, cafes, breakfast options, shopping in the marina, good fitness centers, Pilates studios. You have a private American school there. If you have children, it's the best school, American school, to go to. You got the international airport nearby. And like I said, we're very centrally located in terms of all the little towns around Puerto Vallarta.
Mm-hmm. So they're beautiful buildings too. So I see a lot of them have these wraparound patios.
Yeah. So there's penthouses and corner units. The units are called the comfort zone, comfort units. So which is these corners. They're absolutely stunning, and we can talk more about them. Mm-hmm. The amenities are amazing. So like I mentioned before, we've got 70,000 square foot of amenities. So you've got gym, a salon, massage room, workspace, spa, steam room, sauna, a pickleball court, rooftop pools, rooftop hangout zones. So, you know, cabanas, private couches, hammocks, things like that. There's just so many options. We've got the restaurant and the bar. Fire pits, you know, to hang out, pet relief area if you have a dog.
Of course you have pickleball courts.
Pardon?
I said, of course you have pickleball courts, right?
You got to have a pickleball court. And then co-working space, golf cart shuttles between there and the marina. So if you wanted to go for a dinner or cafe or a walk, a coffee or a walk around the marina, you don't even need to walk, even though it's quite close.
Mm-hmm.
EV charging stations for your cars, if that's what you want. So here's a render of like the children's play area. So, you know, not everyone's going to have children, but if you do have children, when I was a kid, I'd love to live in this building. There's such cool things. But also if you're not in the world of having children and you want a more quiet life, you've got the rooftop, the private, you know, adults only rooftop up there.
I love those two things that they did. You know, they gave kids a place to just enjoy themselves without, you know, interrupting the quiet enjoyment of adults that don't necessarily want to be around them, which I love kids. They never bother me. Also you have that adult only rooftop pool, which is awesome. Yep. You know,
And so that's the pickleball court there. And then through here is where the gym and sauna and salon and all of that is.
And really nice.
It's beautiful, right?
Yeah, it's gorgeous. It really is.
Incredible. And so back to the children's play area. Now, one of the cool things is we're aiming for the LEED certification, so sustainable living. One of the developers are in a couple of different businesses, and one of them is sustainable energy. So what's really unique and really cool is we're going to have a mixture of solar panels. Now, a lot of them will be transparent glass solar, so you won't even know they're solar panels. For example, the pergola on the roof will be glass, the top, but it'll actually have solar cells in it, so there'll be solar panels. Then we're going to have a gas turbine in the basement that will make no noise and will have no smell, and that will also produce electricity. So those two things will produce electricity for the common areas to go towards the common areas, the elevators, the pool pumps, the air conditioning in the lobby, things like that. So it's super unique. I don't know anyone else in PV that's doing that. And then the exhaust gas from the gas turbine is going to be used to create hot water. So we're going to have hot water for all the units, including heating the three swimming pools and jacuzzis. So really unique, sustainable living kind of way to go. It's really cool.
Yeah, really smart to do that, especially in this day and age and, you know, everything going on.
And then, of course, the golf. So like I mentioned, you're on the golf course and you have discounts and VIP access to the golf course.
Nice.
And like this is a photo the developer took just the other day. They were playing golf in the morning. And that's the development in the background.
Wow.
So you're looking out at all of this, which I just think is super beautiful.
I always get melancholy looking at pictures of PV when I'm not there because I love PV. I love the people there. I love the vibe and the pace, right? The pace of life in PV is awesome. It's awesome.
People have to experience, they have to come and see for themselves, you know?
Yeah.
And then this is like the mood board of what in the colors and the textures that we're going for.
Love it.
Super beautiful. I love it.
Yeah, really nice.
Really lovely.
Yes.
So it's luxury living. And this is the color scheme. So prices. So prices are starting at $315,000. That's for a one bedroom, 1.5 bath, and 976 square feet.
Okay.
For a three-bedroom, three-bath, 1,730 square foot, prices are starting at $606,000. And then for a two-bed, two-and-a-half bath, but a corner unit with larger square footage of 1,900 square foot, prices are starting at $669,000. And then depending on the payment plan, there are further discounts on those prices.
Those prices are all in line with prices you'll find in major metropolitan areas here in the States. Yep. They're really very, very similar, I think. Mm-hmm. And you're buying into an international community on a golf course.
Yeah.
So, affordability is, I like what they're doing here.
Yeah. And then we've got penthouses that are 2,400 square foot, starting around the early 900,000s. And then we've got prime gardens, which are ground floor units, but 3,200 square foot, so massive. And then really massive ceilings of 4.4 meter ceilings, so huge ceilings.
Okay, for all of our Americans who know nothing outside of the, nothing in the metro system, what's 4.4 meters?
I'm so sorry, I don't know.
Well, I'll figure it out. Don't worry about it. I'll get it.
So, roughly 13.2 square.
Yeah.
13 feet.
Yeah. That is. That's definitely a tall ceiling and going to add some volume into every room.
Yeah. And so those units, they're three bed, 3.5 bath. although they're the first floor, they are elevated, so they're actually high up. They're not on the ground floor. They're not right on the ground. They are elevated, and they start at $960,000-$970,000. Massive spaces, really beautiful units. So that's sort of a quick presentation. If anyone would like further information, a presentation, maybe a slower presentation where they can ask questions and we can go into more detail about the different units, I'd love to hear from them. They can contact me either on my email, paul@paultrimmer.com. They can call me or WhatsApp me on my number there. They can go to my website, or they can go straight to the Avanti website and you know, have a look around. And then if they would like a presentation, they can contact me.
I have a better way for them to get in touch with you. They can just fly there and meet you for breakfast.
I'd love that.
And then go over there. That would be my way of doing it.
Yep.
How are pre-sales going?
Good. We only just launched a week ago. So we're very new, a week and a half ago, in between Christmas and New Year. And we've had some good presentations. I'm presenting to KW tomorrow. I presented to Coldwell Banker a week ago. We've got a couple of reservations and we're working through those, the contract phase. So it's looking good. It's looking positive. Awesome. We're getting really good feedback. Yeah.
Awesome. What a
beautiful, you know.
Yeah, beautiful. Just a beautiful, you know, development. And what a great opportunity to live on a golf course in PV in the middle of everything. Because you're not, you know, over there, you're not that far from Nuevo, right? You're not, how far are you from
Nuevo, you're 10 minutes.
How long?
10 minutes.
Yeah, see, I thought you were even farther than that. So you're a hop, skip, and a jump away from Nuevo Vallarta, yeah. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, yeah, Paul, good luck with this. I may move down there. You may have to put me to work. I think I may get my license in PV, and
good. Come and work. Come and help me sell 127 units.
Let me tell you something. You probably don't have to say that to me twice, other than I have a family here and a business here. If I didn't, I'd probably be on the next plane. Hey, Paul, thanks for joining us. I appreciate it. What a great development. Good luck with it. We'll check back in with you to see how things are going. And anybody that I run into, certainly, I'll let them know about this if they're interested in buying in PV. Awesome.
Thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah, it was great. Always great talking to you, Paul.
Alrighty.
Take care. Bye. All right, everybody. That was Paul Trimmer of the Paul Trimmer Real Estate Agency in Puerto Vallarta. And what a great development. I mean, that is, if you're looking for a development on a golf course, a second home, a vacation home, you know, this is a prime opportunity for you in one of the, you know, hottest destination points in the world, Puerto Vallarta. And where this is located, it's really, it's right in the middle of everything in Puerto Vallarta. So check it out. And maybe we can play golf there one day on that Marina Vallarta golf course. We're going to take another 30-second break. I'm going to come back with my top five predictions for the 2025 real estate market. We'll see you back here.
Welcome back to Real Estate Radio, sponsored in part by TrustedAgentUSA.com, the ultimate real estate matchmaker, saving you thousands. Now back to Larry, the real estate therapist.
All right, everybody, we are back. We're happy to have you here. This is our kickoff show, 2025, the Real Estate Radio Show. Remember, you can catch us live at Larry Shackman on YouTube. We're also on Facebook. And shortly, we'll be back on the air on the radio. We're just ironing all that out, and hopefully we'll be syndicating. So With all that said, I want to get into my top five predictions for the 2025 real estate market. That, you know, a lot went on in 2024. A lot of talk about representation, clear cooperation, just a lot of things going on. Commission rates, and I can go on and on. Everybody's always concerned about interest rates, affordability. So we're going to touch on all those things right now. And the first thing I want to talk about that, and I have my notes here, that's why I'm looking off over here. But the first thing I want to talk about are interest rates. Here's my call on interest rates. I think interest rates are going to, for 2025, are going to be anywhere from 6.5% to 7.5%. And for most of that time, it's probably going to be in the high sixes and low sevens. It's, you're not seeing any of these other interest rates that we saw a few years ago, 3%, 4%, 2%, whatever. Forget it. Those are gone. They're not coming back anytime soon, if ever. So the new normal is what normal has always been. And that is, you know, interest rates between 6.5% and 7.5% historically are awesome. They're not bad. Those are not bad interest rates. My first home, my interest rate was 7.5%. That was, who knows how long ago, but a long time ago. But so where we're at right now, as far as interest rates, not bad. So my call on that, 2025, we are going to stay right around 6.5% to 7.5%. Simple as that. All right, let's go on to existing home sales. So I think existing home sales are going to pick up. There's just more of them on the market, and we'll get into inventory in a little bit, but there's just more of them on the market. So there's more existing homes on the market than new construction. So I think existing home sales will pick up. They already have. They're showing some indication of that, but you know, I don't see that slowing down. Here, number three, and this is something I really want to focus on for a little bit, and that is home prices. So home prices are not going to go down. Actually, in 2025, it's estimated that home prices are going to probably go up anywhere from 2 to 4% in 2025. They're not going down for a lot of reasons. And one of them is my fourth prediction, and that is affordability. So these two things kind of butt up against each other, affordability and home prices. Like I said, home prices are not going to go down, but they are going to rise slower. So in 2025, I'm thinking somewhere between 2 and 4%. Affordability will and has started to improve, but it's still, you know, it's tough out there right now. I mean, for first-time home buyers, prices are just much higher than they were just a few short years ago. So they've been going up very quickly over the last 2 to 4 years. And hopefully that's going to start leveling out. And we're seeing that. Like I said, they're going to continue to go up, but they're only maybe 2 to 4%. So, and remember, all real estate is local. So if you're in a super hot community, then you can expect your prices might even go up more than that. And with inventory being what it is, and we're going to, I want to get into that a little bit in terms of affordability and home prices. Listen, this is just simple math and simple economics. So if you don't have many units to sell because inventory is very depleted, then the prices for those things that are on the market, obviously, are going to be higher, and especially if the demand is more, because we still have some really good buyer demand out there. So prices are not going to come down. And the reason is, there's just not a lot of inventory on the market. And I don't see that picking up anytime soon. I do not see inventory. Builders would have to build at a 3x rate of what they normally do, which they haven't done for a while, just to get us where we need to be. And they would have to do that for about 5 years in a row, building at a 3x rate. And that's not going to happen. So I do not see inventory shooting up, ballooning in any way over the next many months, or maybe even over the next few years. So I think what we're looking at here is less inventory, prices that may not go up as quickly, but are going to still continue to go up. And again, some of the other things we touched on are rates. Rates are going to be between 6.5% and 7.5% in 2025. That's my prediction. Affordability is going to get a little better, but again, you know, it's tough out there for a lot of people looking to get into their first home. So that's where we're at. I hope you guys enjoyed that awesome presentation by Paul. That was just an amazing development in Puerto Vallarta, the Avanti Marina and Golf. You're right on the golf course there, so check that out. And then one other thing I want to bring up, you see scrolling on the bottom there, Listing Agent Advantage. If you are a real estate agent in Illinois and you want to really elevate your value proposition to the sellers that you're interviewing with to get their business, to get their listing, to help them sell their home and move on to whatever their next chapter in their life is, Listing Agent Advantage is a great way to elevate your value proposition, because here's what we do. We supply your sellers with tenured, seasoned closing attorneys who have 20, 25 years experience in real estate law, closing attorneys and legal services at no cost to your sellers. That's going to save them about $700. But in addition to that, they will also get a 10% discount on their title insurance. Now, most people don't know this, but title insurance, or a lot of people don't, title insurance is the second most important, the second most expensive thing next to real estate commissions. Now, I'm a real estate agent, broker. I'm also a title agent, and I've seen hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, thousands of settlement statements. The two most expensive things are real estate commit to the seller, real estate commissions, and title. Well, you're not only going to get your legal representation, closing attorney, and all legal services for that transaction at no cost, but you're also going to get 10% off of your owner's policy. That's going to save you a guaranteed $1,000 at least, and in many cases, more than that. So if you're a real estate agent in Illinois and you want to save your sellers a nice amount of money on their closing costs and take all the credit for it at no expense to you and work with some of the top real estate attorneys in Illinois, go to listingagentadvantage.com and just click on Get the Listing Agent Advantage, set up a 10-minute conversation with me, and I'll drill this all down for you. But it's a fantastic value for your sellers and another great service to offer sellers to boost your value proposition. So I hope you guys have enjoyed this show. We will be back again shortly with more great guests, and we will see you soon. I believe we'll be back next Thursday at 11:30. You can always find us here at 11:30 Central Daylight Time on YouTube at Larry Shackman. Remember, if you're an agent go check out listingagentadvantage.com, and we will see you guys shortly. All right, you guys, take care, and we will see you soon.